when I get offered the day off, they'll usually text me. We just got a new, like, manager, so I would kind of have to be like, no, don't call me. Like, he tried calling me, and I'm just like,
I will not.
Like, I had to ask like three times of like, what are you saying to me? And he's just like, do you want the day off? And I'm like, one more time.
Yeah. Are you suggesting you have like, an auditory processing issue?
When I first wake up, yeah. Oh. When I've literally like tried to, likely. Because it's also the thing of like, it's a deal of like, they never call. Like if they call, they're like usually asking if I want to come in early or something weird. If they ask me if I want the day off, they usually just text. And I had a previous manager that would text at like 6 a.m. and ask if I want the day off. And then I didn't respond quick enough, so they just moved to the next person. And so I had set my smart home up that checks my notifications and looks for the words day off. So if they're asking if I want the day off, then it will flash the lights in my bedroom, and then my smart speakers will go max volume and say, wake up, Bryce. you're getting off of the day off. And then just to double check, especially if like Aaron's not around, Aaron gets a notification from my smart home to let her know that I've been offered the day off, so that she is like a additional level, although it doesn't really help if she has do not disturb on, because then she won't get it. But still, it's a deal of like, if she sees that and she can see if I'm asleep and then wake me up.
Can I just say, I cannot wait for the Last Geek Girl Gang real life interactive escape room where we have to save Aaron and Bryce from their own house. Cannot fucking wait for the four of us to gather.
Oh my gosh.
Like Sailor Moon and Co. Just to save him from his own creation.
So yeah, usually Aaron is very aware when I am offered the day off.
Oh yes.
But Friday that did not happen. She did not wake up to the lights blaring in her face and noise.
Nope.
And stuff. Just 8:40, she gets a notification. It's just like, what the heck? And she wakes me up and is like, Bryce, get up. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine.
Aaron, you have so much patience. Because if I woke up to lights and blaring sound, someone's getting hit. Like, immediately.
Yeah, it's can be the only grace that I have is that I just choose to lay in bed for a little bit to press to process.
Also, it's kind of a deal of like it's lesser know that she gets to sleep in, because if I have the day off, then it's just like, oh, we're both gonna just sleep in. So it's kind of like
it is nice, but I do hate being woken up by alarms and stuff.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you can sleep in today. Hey, don't wake up.
Well, if I wasn't woken up to respond to the message, then I would not be able to respond and say I wanted the day off, and then I'd have to go to work.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I just think it sounds like hell.
You get used to it. It is a deal. It actually, the volume wasn't that high, and then I found out I was sleeping through it. The lights, like, I looked back on my cameras to see, like, did it go off? Like, it says I looked and I saw lights flashing and the thing happening, and I'm just like, I've become used to it. I sleep through it now, so I had to crank up the volume. I had to make it go longer, like, flash more lights. So it's just like, you can get used to it.
Yeah.
Aaron's like, not me.
No, she slept
well,
through it.
Well, no, I slept through it that time too. That's the thing. But the thing, though, is that I sleep with blankets over my head. So I didn't see the lights, and the volume was down lower. So that I didn't hear that. So, because it's more the sounds that wake me up. It's not really the lights, because I'm like cocooned at nighttime, so.
Also, when I was messing with stuff, I changed the voice, so now it's a guy whispering of like, "Wake up, Bryce! There's layoff."
Yes. it's so creepy. Nope.
But like a max volume too. Just a guy like shout whispering at me to wake up.
Oh my God. Yeah. Why are you doing everything in your power to make your house a haunted house? Like, short of killing a man in your kitchen, like, why are you doing this to you?
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's great. I was going through voices and it was like, oh, this voice is the one. Because
this
they
one
have,
makes me uncomfortable. That's the one.
They have different voices of like, oh, this is like Allison, and then Shaniqua, and different deals, and they would be like, oh, this is Allison happy, Allison frightened, Allison angry.
Allison, and I was just kind of wake up.
I was playing a bunch of different voices, and then we found Davis whispering, and I was like, oh my God, this is the creepiest voice. Like, everything he says is so creepy and amazing that I'm just like, anything my home assistant does,
I feel like we need to have them hear him.
I was like,
can you have him play on your phone and you can just hold it up to the mic?
Let's see.
I feel like we need
hit
to
me
have
with
this.
Davis.
Okay.
Please. This is the person that my phone is trying to get me to auto.
This is Bryce's house. Yeah, Bryce's house, Davis. Yeah,
this is the voice of
what's the
guys,
name
I saw
of the chick
smart
from
home.
The movie?
This is not going well.
Yeah, what's the name of the chick from that movie?
What is her
from
name?
Smart Home? I don't know.
I mean, I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
Played by the gal that plays Gemma, whose name I also can't remember.
Well, it's the chick from Married with Children.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
Smart.
Or it could be
Katie Seagal?
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah, that sounds
yep.
right.
Pat. Mm.
The actress is
Pat.
Pat.
LeVar Burton directed this movie?
Who?
Oh, LeVar Burton? The Reading Rainbow guy?
Yeah.
Directed Smart House?
Hell yeah.
Y'all,
what a guy.
What? Good for him. Oh my God.
So amazing.
Icon. He's an icon.
Truly. Mm.
Reading Rainbow. Boop, 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 boop.
And he was the Star Trek guy. Well, yep. One of them, I guess, but.
Yeah, Data, right?
Geordi.
Oh, Geordi?
Geordi.
No, yeah.
LaForge.
Yeah, Data's the other.
Yeah,
he's
a white guy.
A very white guy.
I'm embarrassed. Don't look at me.
Hello, Darian and Jazz. I hope you are having a good podcast. Just think, Darian. I could be the voice of your home, too. Mm-hmm. Fart, fart, fart. Waka, waka. Doritos.
Doritos.
let me turn up the volume. We'll play it one more time.
I don't.
Hello, Darian and Jazz. I hope you are having a good podcast. Just think, Darian, I could be the voice of your home, too. Fart, fart, fart. Waka, waka. Doritos.
Wait, is it supposed to be Waka Waka?
Doritos. It is. Hello, Darian and Jazz. I hope you are having a good podcast. Just think, Darian, I could be the voice of your home, too. Fart, fart, fart. Waka Waka. Doritos.
He's not allowed. You stay out of my house, Davis.
I didn't like it.
That is the voice that wakes me up to let me know I have the day off.
No. Would wake up screaming at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, that's
no way. Light doesn't wake me up. Some sounds don't wake me up. That voice, scream whispering at me.
Nope.
No way.
Wake up, Bryce. There is love. That's basically what it does.
Yeah.
Great.
Welcome to Why Are We Doing This? A conversational podcast where a group of friends come together and talk about anything or everything. I'm Bryce, and I'm joined by the witchiest witch in all of witchy land. It's Darian.
I was really not sure if he was gonna pick me.
The one wearing the witch hat, obviously not.
And if she was living in the Star Wars universe, she would be a swear word, probably. It's Jazz.
Meow.
And she's also apparently a cat.
No, that was Gary the snail. Oh.
Oh, so true.
And she's got an anniversary in, it will have happened, but of the time of the recording of this, so it's in 26 days. It's Aaron.
It's me. Hi, I'm Aaron.
Welcome. This is a conversational podcast and apparently about smart homes. We got into to that.
Yeah. That's all going in.
Yes,
right?
That's probably all going
probably,
in.
Probably, yeah.
Let's see. Speaking of which, Darian, how's your new home?
Oh, man, it's great. I actually love it.
Actually, I love the actually, because everyone knows when you love something, you say the words actually at the start.
Yeah.
Love Actually, like the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did that work out well for them?
Most of them.
Okay.
Most of them.
I have no context for what that movie is.
Okay. Maybe that's a me only. Or Jess, have you seen it?
Yeah. Okay. Some of them, it went great. Some of them.
Not
so much, but you win some, you lose some.
Yep. Not every love story is a happy one.
Sometimes your husband cheats on you with his secretary and
that's right.
Buys you like a Celine Dion CD.
Yep.
It sounds like something. That happens a lot, actually, especially at public events like a Coldplay concert.
Chris Martin.
This is going to be very timely references when this comes out in November.
I think it's a timeless classic. That's at this point, core memories, like cultural core memories. Yeah.
You know the internet. It just really holds on to things. It doesn't just have a new thing every week.
It'll definitely be on the end of the year recap for like 2025. That is definitely going to would be a thing on there, is the Coldplay.
And that sucks for that guy. No, maybe it sucks more for his ex-wife.
I don't know. Maybe she'll get half of everything. Oh. So,
man, I hope so.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Anyway, you love your house, maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I have a big space. All of my stuff will eventually have homes. I still have a lot of unpacking to do, but I spent 5 hours at IKEA and I did buy a 5x5 cube shelf. And a pretty blue drawer side table thing that we're going to use for Magic the Gathering card storage.
Ooh.
Among other things.
What?
I bought this garbage can.
Oh.
Down there, underneath the cactus.
underneath
Do you
the
not
cactus.
Like the cactus? Like.
No, I just wanted to show off the cactus. This is Nod. It's spelt like Todd, but with KN.
Nod.
Okay.
Okay.
Amazing.
A trash can.
My favorite bookshelf ever came from IKEA. His name is Billy.
I believe that is like the most common bookshelf that exists.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is one of the like highest rated, like best, well loved bookshelves, and I understand why. It's very tall. The shelves are perfectly spaced. Comes in many colors and many different configurations. They have one that's blue now, and it has glass doors on it. I want one so bad.
Cool. That does sound nice.
I dream of Billy.
What are you most excited about your new house, and what are you most worried about your new house?
I'm most excited about setting up my whole backyard garden patio thing. I've halfway dug out all of the weeds out of there. One of the days I spent probably about 4 hours in my garden trying to get like two massive weeds, and I found out that at some point they had partially removed this weed, but not all of it. And then they put landscaping fabric down, so the weed like grew out over next to the landscaping fabric. And I probably spent 2 hours trying to get like all of his roots out. I have a shovel in there that's probably got like a 3 foot deep hole right now.
Oh my
god.
I'm gosh.
Not messing around. I'm like, you are getting out of here. You don't live here anymore, bud. So yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm excited to set that up because so far it's been a labor of love. And I'm most worried because last week when we had really heavy rainfall with those bad storms and such, our basement has some leaks from the back patio, which is like a cement stair underneath the wood. So like we have like the door comes out onto a wooden like deck, essentially. But underneath that, they've covered some cement stairs that have been there longer. And I think that the ceiling that is connecting the like the outside of the house to that is bad. And so the water was just pouring in between that area.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's OK because we have a bunch of cool buckets. And we're pretty sure that since it's mostly outside, like, you know, external the house, I don't know, it should be relatively easy to fix. We just have to seal it up again.
Yeah.
Whenever I tell Erin we need to fix something around the house, she doesn't tense up like she like someone said, "Oh, someone's here to murder you."
House repairs stress me out a lot.
We just put a smart lock on the back door, and Erin was just like, like every moment until we were done was just like, oh God, why is it going like this? It's like, we need to go to Menards to buy a chisel. I'm like, it's all going wrong.
I'm just like, oh my God, it'd kill me now.
Is it almost over? It's gotta be almost done, right?
It's like, but we did it. We chiseled out the little bit that needed to be chiseled out, and it worked. And we just, Bryce took his time and just did a little at a time. And it worked out great. Now we have a really cool smart lock in the back door.
Well,
and she was totally chill about it the entire time.
I mean, I was stressed about it, but it's not like I was freaking out in your ear the whole time.
Yeah.
I definitely
That's
was
okay.
not
I'm the
doing
same
that.
Way.
Chill is passé now. Just high energy all the time. That's it. Good, bad, otherwise, just always up here.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Jazz, do you guys own or rent? I don't remember.
We own.
How has your home owning journey been?
Not bad so far. We've had it for a little over a year now. No major issues or things we've had to fix so far, which is great. Yeah. We need to paint, and I just keep putting that off because it's such an annoying task, but I also hate cream walls, so, like, I need to paint, but
yeah,
we'll get there.
When we got our house, it was just like, okay, we're going to paint the walls and do all this stuff, but then we got it, like, a week before the end of the month, and so...
Like 2 weeks.
I don't know. It was a tight enough thing that it was a deal of, like, let's just move all our stuff in. And so we can just not have to, like, because then you got to move out of the apartment and get all the stuff out. And then you got to make sure everything's good. You got to clean, you got to blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, well, let's do that. And so we don't have to worry about that. And then we can figure out painting. And then once your stuff's in, the painting doesn't happen because then you got to work around the painting.
Oh, yeah. I painted my little window ledge bright green, which is exactly what I want it to be. And it matches the paint on my custom bookshelves my friend made me.
Mm. Yay! Oh,
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very happy with
that. I thought it was like a little drapery thing that you had there because it was just on the windowsill.
This? No, it's painted. It was the test patch for the decor on the bookshelves, and then I just committed to it.
Purdy.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
It's a accent.
I feel like I want every room to be a different color, and I want them all to be fun colors. I don't believe in living in beige. I just think if that's your thing, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's boring and I don't like it.
I'm of the deal of, like, I don't need the walls. I would like a royal blue in here or something like that. I don't need it to be like a crazy color. Cause I'm like, I will make things pop with like art or something. Like I like having a bunch of like art pieces around and stuff where it's like, that's what I want people to look at, not the wall. So that's the way I look at it. But yeah, I would like the wall to look nice. Like, there's a deal of, like, you could be like, look, don't look at the wall, but the wall should look better. This is a bad wall color. It's like this kind of, I don't know, really boring blue.
Millennial gray.
Yeah.
Millennial gray.
We do have millennial gray. Yep.
I haven't decided what I'm going to do in my office yet.
All black. Dart.
Probably not. That will make this room feel really tiny, and it's already the smallest room in the house. So, other than
Vanta black, that like blackest of black, so that like light doesn't reflect.
Oh,
that
God.
Is copyrighted, and I don't think you can just purchase.
Yeah, I know there's a knockoff
one.
You can
unless you're Anish Kapoor.
A what?
That's true. The is Vanta that a Black. Yes, Vanta Black is copyrighted specifically against one dude.
No.
Who
no,
like
no.
made a okay. bunch of no, colors the and then was like, nobody can.
No, so you're you're mixed up. So Vanta Black was copyrighted by him. People made a knockoff of Vanta Black. Yeah. I don't remember what the name of that. So they made the knockoff deal and said, anybody can buy this, but that guy who won't let anyone else use Vanta Black.
That's the one.
Yep, that's it. And he's also that's the guy who made the bean.
Yeah, it's the guy who made
Chicago.
The bean. Also, he hates people calling it the bean.
Yeah, that's why you say the bean.
Perfect.
Gotta keep doing it. Yeah.
I saw a video today where they were protesters all around, and they were like, "Free the man that's trapped in the bean."
I also saw that.
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
How do you guys feel about flash mobs? Do you miss flash mobs? I feel like I've never seen a real flash mob, but I would see videos of flash mobs occurring. Like,
I coordinated a flash mob.
Really? What was that like?
Yeah. Really. It was when I was at summer camp, and my cabin was like the oldest kids. There were like five of us, too young to be counselors, but too old to like really
be at summer camp.
Yeah, like a little. Yeah, we're all like 16, and they were like, you can't have any responsibilities, but also like we're not going to teach you how to swim either. So I don't know. And it was a performing arts camp, so at the end of the summer we did a little like award show. Yeah, thank you. I'm a nerd.
Yeah, it's a deal of like you telling me you were at performing arts camp super adds up, but then it also makes me go, why is she not in like theater? You feel like a theater kid who just like missed, like just weren't like shoved into a theater enough.
I was
anyway,
in theater all through high school. I was in community theater. Yes, yeah, so they let us help with planning the award show because they were like, we need to give these children something to do to occupy their time that's not going to get anyone in trouble. And this is when flash mobs were really popular. And we were like, what if we did like a dance for the counselors, like as a little like celebration, and we got all the cabins to learn it, but we went around and told all the cabins like, you're the best cabin, you're gonna keep the secret, so we chose you specially to like learn this dance. And it was a bet, like it was so cheesy. I still remember the song, and yeah, no one knew that everyone was gonna do it except for us, including all the counselors, like everybody. And so when we started doing it and everyone stood up to dance, it was really, really cool. It was very validating. Like we put a lot of work into it for it being a really, really stupid thing to do. But it was great.
So
went flawlessly.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
So you're pro flash mob?
I'm very proud of it. In that situation, yeah. I feel like if you're going to do it in a place that's disruptive, no, I'm less pro that. Like, if you're about to storm a subway, don't do that shit. Like,
yeah, people are trying to get to work and shit.
Yeah, don't be that guy. But if you're doing it in, like, a town square or, like, the park, love it. Great.
I remember there was that talk show guy from, like, England, and he would I would see clips of them just being like, hey, we're in the middle of New York and we put together a flash mob, and you would see videos of the people in traffic just being like, well, I'm late
Jesus
to work
Christ,
because they're
this
doing this
again.
Thing again.
Yep. Yeah, don't be that guy.
Oh man,
there was someone, this is like adjacent related, but there was some TikToker or whatever whose whole shtick was like he would go into businesses and disrupt them and like pretend to work there and do all this stuff. I'm like this is second info. He got arrested because he brought a bunch of his fans into a Target, and they were like, yeah, we all work here now, and they're like storming and going behind the registers and stuff and just go absolutely wild. And all the staff were like, get out, what are we doing here? Just overran the place, and he is probably going to jail for like 10 years.
Nice.
Don't fuck around, kids.
Wow.
Let workers just do their
ridiculous jobs.
I don't know what the law that you would do, like, unless he had already been kicked out of that place, like
disorderly conduct.
It's messing with the registers because they were all trying to go in and like mess with the money and stuff and like pretend to be,
could be theft,
checkout clerks, but they obviously weren't, so they weren't supposed to be touching it. I think it falls under that category of like could be theft or
I don't know.
I don't know.
A liability issue, because like if you don't work for the company and anything happens,
Trespassing would usually, you'd have to already be kicked out to trespass, because obviously people are allowed in there.
Yeah.
Probably, there's not a specific law about impersonating a realtor, retail worker, I don't think. But
no, it's probably a theft thing. Or, I don't know. I got this like secondhand. So.
Anyway, speaking of secondhand, I'm going to use my secondhand to tell Jazz to tell us what our topic today is. Darian, tell Jazz to tell.
Incredible transition.
Darian, tell Jazz to ask what the topic today is. That's my secondhand person.
Aaron, can you tell Bryce that he's not making sense?
It's like Bryce wants Darian to ask Jazz what the topic is.
This is a great bit.
Why are Bryce and
everyone
fighting?
Go with it.
Why are we not talking right now? I don't understand.
Hey, Aaron, why doesn't Bryce want to talk to Jazz?
Why is no one?
I don't know. He won't tell me why he wasn't at work on Friday. I don't know. You think I know this?
I like to be very mysterious, just like our topic. Jazz, what is it?
That was a great segue. Much like my shirt, we're going to talk about cryptids, because I like them. And I guess you guys don't know too much about cryptids. Is that what I was gathering beforehand?
I know, like, probably the big three, which is, of course...
Go ahead.
The Loch Ness
Monster. Loch Ness
Monster,
Bigfoot, and... I feel like the Yeti also, but he's basically a cold, cold Bigfoot. Yeti's just cold Bigfoot.
They're different.
I feel like
Himalayan
I feel like
Bigfoot.
Chupacabra.
Okay.
Because like the Bigfoot and Yeti are too close. I feel like those two can't both be in the big three. So I feel like it would be Yeti, Loch Ness Monster, Chupacabra.
Okay.
Mothman.
Honestly, great one. Mothman probably should be there before Chupacabra.
Yeah,
I don't know. It depends
Chupacabra
on where you live.
Definitely came to mind first, though. Actually, yeah.
I feel like Mothman has had a PR team behind them lately. Like they've been growing.
He's had a little bit of pop culture exposure in a way that Chupacabra really just hasn't.
Wasn't there a Mothman video game or something? Wasn't Mothman?
Well, so,
a video definitely
game?
A movie.
So,
there was
Well, Mothman, Mothman's whole thing is they're in West Virginia, and the Fallout 76 takes place in West Virginia, so there's a lot of, like, quests and stuff pertaining to Mothman in West Virginia, so that might be what you're thinking of, but...
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know. Mothman's been blowing up lately, so it's possible he got his own thing.
Oh, he appeared in Fallout 76?
Yeah, that's what I was...
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I missed the Fallout 76 part. I heard West Virginia, and then my brain shut off because I was singing to myself.
Mountain Mama. Yeah.
Mothman on Steam.
So, Jazz.
That's just going to be an indie horror game. So, Bryce.
Yeah.
No, what's the topic?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about cryptids. And I wanted to know everybody's favorite cryptid, and then it kind of got twisted around, and so now we're playing Fuck, Marry, Kill with cryptids. So, Darian wants to draw a line at the aquatic, and I'm willing to respect that.
Which is weird because of the very popular movie about fucking an aquatic cryptid.
Yeah.
Which she didn't know what that was about.
Yeah, so like, which cryptid is that?
It's a unique one.
Aquaman?
They made it for the...
It's like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
It's
we're
not
we're awful, talking
man.
About
the... Trisha Paytas' new son.
Stop.
We're talking about the movie Shape of Water. Just FYI for people.
We are talking about the Shape of Water. I'm sure.
It's like he's very much like Creature from the Black Lagoon. I don't know what that guy is called. What that monster is called.
Okay, so I have pulled up the Wikipedia article of cryptids. And I will say there are too many that are going for the Loch Ness Monster's whole thing. There is the there's the Gloucester Sea Serpent. That's just Loch Ness in a different place. There's this.
That's a different font.
I'm so sorry. I'm just that's Gloucester.
Okay.
That says Gloucester. That's in Massachusetts.
There seems like there's a lot of letters in there that aren't pronounced.
That yeah.
I there's
yes
I hate that
there's the Agapogo which is in British Columbia. Another lake monster. Looks pretty Nessie. I don't...
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about the Anguilla Paluda?
Okay, we can all just correct Bryce on his pronunciation of cryptids.
I was looking for the word that you said, and I was like, I gotta make sure this is what he meant.
It's the one.
It was personal. Gloucester was two towns away from me growing up.
Does that mean you like it better than Nessie?
Who was established first?
I don't know that I buy it because I've never heard of it. The Gloucester Sea Serpent.
I have some bad news. Bryce.
What?
Uh-oh.
So the earliest alleged sighting of the Gloucester Sea Serpent was in fact in 1638, whereas the Loch Ness Monster first 1933 was brought to worldwide attention. They
is that
do not
true?
Have.
Oh my god!
Oh wait, no, I'm so sorry. I put my phone in my mouth.
I thought Loch Ness Monster was so prolific.
So it turns out,
roll it back.
565. I guess. Hold on.
I honestly didn't really care because, as we've established, Loch Ness Monster has a better PR team, and that gets you like
and has existed for. Like 1500 years.
Whoever
Vermont has their own version of Loch Ness Monster too. His name's Champy and he lives in Lake Champlain. And that's all that town is about. Like if you go to
I've heard of that one.
Champy.
Yeah.
They, I
it's
have
like
heard of that. Yeah.
Advertised everywhere. They've got so little cute. Statues around town. Very cute. But not as good of a PR team as Nessie, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we all on Wikipedia's list of cryptids?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If you're listening, pull it up.
Can we talk about the Dover Demon and in particular the picture of the Dover Demon on this overview? Because what is that? That is just a gray alien that just fell.
Yeah, I love
that
it.
Is just on all fours.
I just saw it. Oh my god.
Also, if you go into the article, there is a sketch that looks even weirder than
That's the sketch that the kid did. Like is the kid who saw the Dover Demon. That's the drawing he made right after he saw it.
And then I love that in this they have possible explanations and they're just like, it could just be an owl. We don't know. It's just an owl.
Kids.
Like, I have to click it. Do all of these have a, like, well, here's what it could actually be. It could be a squirrel. We don't know. Oh, hey, Mongolian death worm. I've been watching that Dandadan, and that was the monster of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Darren, you need to get on Dandadan. It's the hotness.
Do it.
It's got both demons and scary deals, and it's got aliens, and it's got a lot of sexy, horny teenagers.
Oh yeah, is this about the two teenagers?
One
of them
where you lost
believes
me.
In aliens but doesn't believe in ghosts, and then the other one's reversed or something
like
that.
Yeah, well, yeah, one of them's super into like ghosty
and the
demon stuff,
aliens.
And the other one's super into aliens. Yeah. And
oh.
And that's and they, you know, one's the cool. Well, I don't know if any of them are cool. They're both like one's a mean girl and the other one's a loser boy. And they end up like talking and being like, well, you're wrong. I'm right. Blah, blah, blah. And then they like be
and
like, you go to an alien place. I'll go to a demon place. And then shenanigans happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Also, if anyone's listening to this. The episode 1 or 2 has some very explicit essay.
One.
Yeah. I think episode it's the end one. Of 1 has some very essay, like nothing like
trigger.
Yeah.
Major
very,
trigger
very, very like
for that.
You just kind of need to know going in, like nothing actually happens, but it very,
it's an attempt.
Yes. A
yeah,
very like,
it's an attempt.
Like graphic thing is.
Yes.
You know. Aliens,
but
why
that's
do they
the
like
only
to
episode
do that?
There,
that
I think there was
happened.
One other that kind of not.
Yeah, but it wasn't as
it not wasn't as bad. But yeah,
much.
If you could
yeah
do that,
I guess
first deal. But the rest of it's really good.
It's a good hook, right?
Yeah.
Something terrible happens now. You got to see what happens
yeah,
next.
You gotta,
yes.
See. It's one of those, it's kind of like Fooly Cooly, where it is a deal of like, oh, the like supernatural weirdness is a story hook for the puberty.
Mm.
It's just like, oh man.
That's
well,
an allegory.
Except these are high school kids. So it's, puberty has happened. Well,
they're
it's happening.
They're in that like learning, like
they're in adolescence.
Like they haven't done they haven't done anything. Like
their prefrontal cortex isn't done developing yet.
I think they're like 16 to 18 zone. I don't know.
Still not
done.
Yeah,
it's like they're
minimum
they're,
25.
They're going through
much
puberty.
Longer for others.
Aaron just knocked out puberty at like 12 and was like, I'm done. I'm cooked.
I hope not. That's rough, man. That's a condition.
Oh, just God. Went straight to postmenopause. That's crazy, dude.
Yep. Just instant.
Okay.
Eggs gone.
They crumbled.
Oh, no.
Back to the list of cryptids. How is
back to the cryptids.
How is British big cats on here?
See, that's just a puma.
It is literally, I think, a picture from a museum of here is just a big cat.
But it's Great Britain. They don't have much wildlife in Great Britain. So when they see exotic wildlife that just so happens to get there, they're like, oh, that's a cryptid.
And other
that's
alien,
just my theory.
Other names include alien big cats. They're not like, it's not a British big cat. It's an alien big cat. It's a cryptid. They also have phantom cats, mystery cats, English lions. If someone was like, oh man, you see that cryptid, an English lion? And I'm like, what, at the zoo?
Can we rename our gang the mystery cats? Because I think that sounds so hardcore.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
I like how you suggest that we have like set a name for the us as other than the fact of like the channel name.
Right.
Okay.
So the name of the gang.
We actually have never committed to a team name, at least not on our podcast.
We had the name where we made the movie, which was the thing from Futurama.
The Fighting Mongooses.
The Fighting Mongooses, yeah.
Which was just a Futurama reference.
Yep, that was a Becker's name that she picked.
What? The not deer. Honestly, looking at, I was going to be like,
that's real.
I was going to be not deer. Deer. Okay, that's just the deer. And then I looked at the picture like, no, that is not a deer. Mm-hmm. That is.
Oh, dear.
I also like how there's not a Wikipedia page for that because those in I'm going to get so much hate. I don't know if it's Appalachia or Appalachia.
Appalachia is what I typically hear, but
Appalachia.
It might be one of those things where
always I know heard the locals Appalachia. Don't like it when you mispronounce it.
It's like, I'm on Appalachia TikTok, so I hear a lot of Appalachia stories.
Yeah. So I bet that they were like, yeah, don't post that shit on the internet. Are you fucking crazy? They don't mess around there.
It's one of those deals like, you can't say its name, or you can't provide a link about it, or unless you go to the website about it, then it'll show up at your house, and then you can't get rid of it.
Yep.
When you're in Appalachia, if you hear whistling, you know you didn't
at night,
and if you saw something, no, haven't.
I mean, I think that's just the rules everywhere.
You heard anything that you don't recognize, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
especially
and you never
if it sounds like
back
a human,
too. Never whistle mm-mm. back.
No,
because that's
no.
a skinwalker.
Cryptids,
according
back to cryptids.
I don't want to be here. I don't like this anymore. Yeah, it's like technically, skinwalker is the other side of the country, I think, but it's just there's something in Appalachia that's kind of similar, and I can't think of what the name is offhand. It might be Wendigo, but I don't feel like Wendigo is the right term for it. But I'm not totally sure.
There's a few terms for it. It typically, a lot of different native tribes will have different names for the same kind
exactly.
of creature.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like the Jersey Devil does, it basically looks like a weird bat. Okay, wait, I'm seeing some other pictures of, well, this is the Jersey Devil from a board game, so maybe they're just playing it up. But like the picture at the top of the Wikipedia article is just like, that's kind of a bat with a camel head?
A board game.
Was it the bipedal kangaroo?
Horse head, I think it typically
is. It says
is,
a kangaroo-like wyvern-like creature with a horse or goat-like head, leathery bat-like wings, horns, small arms. There are too many descriptors. You are trying, like, you need to simplify. If I see a Jersey Devil, I don't need to be like, okay, so was it kangaroo-like?
Does it have?
And be like, they're like, no. Okay. Well, it could still be a Jersey Devil. Was it wyvern-like? Like, could have been. Okay. Was the horse, was the head a horse? They're like, no. But it could still, was it a goat? Like, there's too many options. What is it?
Or goat-like.
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah.
It wasn't a goat. It was goat-like? I'd be like, okay, we're still on, still maybe.
Nailing it. Check.
Jersey Devil's just a little chaos goblin.
It just depends on who you ask.
I feel like the Jersey Devil could be the Mothman's kid after he fucked something that, like, be probably a goat
Godzilla.
Or horse.
Fucked what?
No.
Goat or horse.
Goat or chupacabra.
Let me look at the chupacabra. It could be the.
Oh, hold on.
Is this like the Greek pantheon?
Oh god,
they're all related.
Okay,
absolutely.
Chupacabra.
Stop fucking each other.
Chupacabra is also like, that's just an alien, guys. That is just.
No, but he eats goats.
I mean,
chupacabra is Spanish for ghost sucker. Oh, goat sucker.
Are aliens
eat goats?
Are aliens not allowed to eat goats? Where eat goats? What's?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they eat, but I'm just saying this guy eats goats.
Okay.
There was a Scooby-Doo movie about him.
In Dandadan, they have the like, oh, these are the ghosts or demons or, you know, the occult stuff. And then they have the, like, these are the alien stuff. I feel like it's going to be one of those deals of, like, oh, we got to, like, use our occult stuff to stop the Chupacabra because he's a cryptid. And then it's going to be like, actually, no, he was an alien. We got to use our alien stuff because this is an alien. That, like, you show me a picture of this guy and don't say it's a Chupacabra, people are going to be like, that's an alien.
Depends who you ask.
If you click into the Wikipedia article, graphic description of Chupacabra as described by Puerto Rican witnesses in 1995, you're trying to tell me that doesn't look like a standard alien.
I mean, I know what the Chupacabra looks like, so yeah.
There's
looks like that.
So many kinds of aliens.
Yeah,
you,
and this is one of
true.
Them.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Saying could. Standard alien is
crazy.
It's not a thing. There's no such thing.
Unless
there's
just
the grays.
The gray is like the standard.
Here's
alien.
My thing. I feel like if you've got more like lizardy qualities, you're an alien. And if you got fur, you're a cryptid. That's my line. Aliens got that like lizardy.
And what about the ones in the water?
Yeah, it's like the Loch Ness monster.
Unless you're in the water.
Your logic is gone.
Also, are you asserting that no aliens have fur? Because that's crazy.
Yes.
Aliens
could be mammals.
If you're a mammal, you'd be on Earth. You'd be. This is the place.
That's not a qualifier of mammals.
This is the place we keep mammals. The mammals live on Earth. The
that's not
how do you know?
But not all reptiles live on Earth. Why?
Because they
or birds.
Because there's better places.
Or
for
birds, mammals,
birds and reptiles are from the same. We're all from the same. That's
okay.
A word.
We're all from Earth. We don't know anyone's that not from Earth. But I think the Chupacabra's not
you
from
don't
Earth.
Know that.
I don't think the Chupacabra's from Earth. I think he came here to eat our goats. But he's not from here.
It's probably. You know what? I'm looking at it. It's probably just a mask. This nasty guy just really wanted to eat some
goats. I think that's one of those Scooby-Doo ones.
Yeah.
I would love to click on one of these, and they're like, actually, we think this might just be a guy in a mask. This one we think is an owl. This one, guy in a mask.
Yeah, we're pretty sure this one. I saw this dude buying the costume. Like, I think it's him.
Orange pendant, which looks like a orangutan.
Wait, no, there's definitely a giant zipper on his back.
It's funny.
That one. So yeah, that anyway.
Sure does look like an orangutan.
So Mothman's whole thing is that he warns of disaster.
He's a harbinger?
No, so he's not a he doesn't like bring the disaster. It is a thing of like, you see the Mothman, keep your head on a swivel. Something is going to happen. Yeah.
It's like a sign that
it's a bad omen.
Something bad. Oh, yeah.
So he is, because the harbinger is an indication or foreshadowing.
Okay, fine. He's not, but he's not bringing the. Yeah. He's like a fortune teller. He see.
I had to look it up. I was like, did I get that one right?
I thought you were
right.
Yeah. No, you're good.
The person from the Final Destination movies of like, hey, I saw bad things gonna happen. Keep your eyes out. Like something's gonna happen. So you see the Mothman, keep your head on a swivel. Cause yeah, people saw him shortly before the Silver Bridge collapse, which caused the death of 46 people. And that's how he kind of got attached to like, oh, people saw him, big bridge disaster.
He's a harbinger of death.
Does he just know the future? If I married him, would I always know what's up? Was I always know it's coming, or is he just plagued by like, I only see bad things?
I think he only sees bad things.
It could be that he sees all, he could see all futures, and he only feels like telling people about them. He only warns, he's not going to tell people lottery numbers. He's not going to influence stuff, but maybe he's just like, I'll show up and tell people, hey, this building's kind of unsafe. Don't be here.
So wait, you marry Mothman and you're trying to plan a vacation.
he's like,
no, you don't want to be there at that time. That, no, for
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely not.
Don't be there.
Mm-mm.
Sounds good.
Like
a good thing to have, though.
Maybe.
Okay.
Chicago, don't be there right now. Let's go on over to Oregon.
Yeah.
Maybe Mothman just has anxiety.
God, same, bud.
Right.
He was just like, actually,
like, the vibes aren't there.
That I would love if the Mothman was just like a structural engineer, and he was actually like, I don't like this one. Actually, get this looked at.
So you notice that when you open the door, there's like a really, really intense pressure change. Yeah, it's not supposed to do that. That's not supposed to happen.
There's a Magic the Gathering card for the wise Mothman.
Sure.
Yeah. Right?
We're getting to the point where there's going to be a Magic the Gathering card for everything.
Yeah, they're really branching out.
Also, there is some other, like, I went on the Mothman's Wikipedia article, and now it's being like related guys. The Spring-Heeled Jack is an entity in English folklore of Victorian era. The first claimed sighting of Spring-Heeled Jack was in 1837. This dude looks like Batman. This is Batman. There is a cryptid Batman.
All right.
Spring-Heeled Jack was described by people who claim to have seen him as having terrifying and frightful appearance with diabolical physiology, clawed hands, and eyes resembling red balls of fire. Okay, here's where I'm going. Marry Mothman, I want to fuck Spring-Heeled Jack. This guy looks like he would be a good knight. I'm looking at someone's eyes, and they've got eyes resembling red balls of fury. That screams passionate to me.
It's giving vampire. I feel like you're fucking Dracula, which is fine.
I mean,
but I'm just saying.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, Batman is giving vampire. Like, but I imagine Bruce Wayne is probably a good time. You don't want to marry Bruce Wayne, but he's good for a night.
I don't think I agree with that. I feel like
I beg to differ.
None of you want to fuck
too
Batman,
rich and he like doesn't. No, no.
Wait, I would marry Batman because Batman's rich, and I know he's busy at night, so I get to do what I want. Okay,
he's not balls every single day.
Wow.
Listen, I'm gonna ask a lot of questions. We respect each other's space. It's fine.
I thought we were at the point in life where we married for love. I thought no one thought we. We look.
I'm already in it for love. I'm saying if I had to pick someone after David,
Now I'm fighting a second
for some ungodly reason.
It would be for money.
My love is taken. That's off the table. Second option's money, and Bruce Wayne's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My love died with David. I must go on. I can get a bathtub, a giant cloth-footed bathtub, and I can just put it in a room surrounded by crystals and plant life and a waterfall, and I can get surround sound speakers and LED lights and a laser show. Like, I'm fine.
Okay. We're not Batman. Oh, Batman's,
and my husband comes home with bruises. I don't know what that's about.
Batman is not on the table for this conversation. Which cryptid do you want to marry?
No!
But, hey, I have an alternative for you. Apparently, the Cornish folklore, the Owlman, sometimes referred to as the Cornish Owlman or the Owlman of Monin, is an owl-like humanoid creature, seemed to have been blah, blah, blah. It's Owlman. It's a...
blah, blah, blah. Owlman.
Is he as rich as Bruce Wayne?
Anyway.
Because...
You want to fuck him?
They were so in most versions of the story, the girls identified
Sweetie
as...
Sweetie Todd! That one.
Sweetie Todd is not a cryptid. What?
Where do you see that?
Neither is Springhill Jack.
Wait, what? Why are they listed on...
It's an urban legend. It's at the bottom of the page.
Urban legends and cryptids are the same... What's it?
Sweeney Todd is in the urban legends session. I'm marrying the demon barber so we can sing. And then
that's a good choice.
She can
yeah.
throw me into an oven at the end.
I don't...
No, wow. I will not bake people into pies.
See, here's the thing. I feel that's like nice to be a cryptid, you have to have some sort of animalistic characteristic.
I know the study of cryptids is called cryptozoology, so you might be onto something there.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't just think,
what
like...
What are humans
animals? You can't, I don't think ghosts are cryptids.
Yes. No, yeah, it's fair.
So... Well, it's yeah. like dudes,
but they're
Sweeney
not
Todd's
alive.
Not a goat.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, there are not anything that's folklorish is a cryptid.
Many scientists have criticized the plausibility of cryptids due to the lack of physical evidence, likely misidentification and misinterpretation of stories of folklore. Okay, interesting.
Does everyone here believe in ghosts?
Yeah,
I believe in, like, I guess. Yes-ish, with the asterisks. Do I believe they were actually people who walked on this earth? I don't think so. But I do believe that people experience unexplainable things that they don't know where they come from. But are they the spirits of people from Earth? I'm not totally sure.
I mean,
that.
The way you put it means that it could just be people's imagination. Are you...
No.
You're saying people explain...
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it could, but it also could just be something unexplainable.
So you believe...
I want to posit a nice third thing.
What?
So there are some people who believe that ghosts aren't necessarily, like, people coming back from beyond the dead. Ghosts are basically the release of a lot of energy from... a previous experience that happened in that space
yeah.
that was also of heightened energy. Like if you move into a house where a really like violent murder happened or something, right? Like there was a lot of really just like a lot of energy collected in that space. And then it probably sat for a while, right? And so when you re-enter that space, it's kind of like the space has to like... spawn in again, kind of, right? And there's maybe gonna be some kinks in that. And so doors are gonna slam for a little bit.
I think that's the plot of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Hey!
Yeah, bring up the plot
no,
of Five Nights at
Yes, it is!
Not really.
Yes, it is! He harnesses the energy from dead kids and puts it in robots.
It's more complex than that!
I didn't say it wasn't!
There's also ghosts! No, there's a guy on this hill! Gremlin and ghosts are different! There's possession, it's a thing!
Darren's changing colors.
Freddy's is my... I'm on YouTube. YouTube 24 fucking 7 watching 5 minutes of Freddy's theories right now. That's my life. I'm turning really red.
Oh my gosh, incredible.
Clark and I follow the Game Theorist page just to watch every Five Nights at Freddy's video when it comes out.
I Amazing. Love that. Mm-hmm. I am subscribed to 6 different Five Nights at Freddy's
I
theorists.
Love that. Secret of the Mimic, do you have any thoughts?
So many. I'm torn. I really, really, really want to believe that, like, Fiona was possessing it to some extent, but also yeah. the programming, though. Like, I just, there's such good evidence for both. Ugh, I just want to believe that it's a really sad love story, and then it's just becomes yeah. tragedy. And then it's just sad tragedy.
That's what the
and
whole
then a psycho
is.
Comes in.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. Yeah. We'll talk about this offline. I think Bryce is going to just absolutely leave the room, maybe.
The boogeyman is a mythical creature used to frighten children into good behavior. Boogeyman has no specific appearances and conceptions very drastic.
Kill the boogeyman. That's
fair.
See, here's,
kill the boogeyman.
Is that not just Freddy?
Ooh, fuck Jack Frost.
That's a different Freddy.
Yeah, see, I feel like you got it. Like I said, I feel like Jack Frost isn't animal-y in any way. That's literally a dude. He has a human name. His name's Jack Frost.
So?
But he's made of ice.
Weren't you just on the Spring Heel Jack train? Jack is his name. What are we talking about?
Also, yeah, he was all for yeah. that bat guy until I made it impossible to be with a human.
He is part bat. That's like saying because...
he's not.
Because...
And Jack Frost is part snowflake.
Everyone knows my favorite animal to see at the zoo is a snowflake. It's sad they can only keep it around during winter. They gotta take the exhibit down.
And it changes every time you see it.
Yeah, hey, well, and that's the beauty of it, you know?
That's what keeps me coming back. Brand new experience every time.
It's one of those secret.
And that's what it'd be like to fuck Jack Frost.
It's one of those We're secret menu things that, like, they don't even advertise. They got the snowflake out there, but they do if you look at the right time.
You gotta ask for it. Yeah.
Is Slenderman a cryptid?
I think so.
Oh.
Yes.
I think Slenderman is a.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Slenderman.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Please, Darian.
What was
Express
that?
Express the
he
thought.
He said,
you
"Here's
were...
the deal."
No, I think I've hurt myself here. Slenderman is unhuman enough that I feel like just because he's got a suit on, I don't think makes him a human. He has really long limbs.
Yeah,
and
really
also
long
can
limbs.
Wiggly. I think.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you know what else has long limbs? Goats. They're, you know, you can stand them up. Lots of things have long limbs. That doesn't make
giraffes
them...
have long limbs.
I was just thinking giraffe would probably
a lot of things. A lot of
except that's a neck, but I mean they have
a lot
long
of
legs.
Animals have long limbs. Yeah. Just if I
are you arguing for or against Slenderman?
I'm willing
at this point.
To be fair, the article just calls him a supernatural creature. It doesn't call him a cryptid, but I would be willing to give him a cryptid status because
I feel like it's the same thing.
Because he's unhuman enough.
How are we defining cryptid?
I'm going to go ask the Reddit thread for cryptozoology and see what they're
cryptids
are
animals or other
thinks.
Beings who present whose present existence is disputed or substantiated by science. Cryptozoology, the study of cryptids. Is well, it's animals, or well, it's just animals or
animals
other beings,
or other beings,
or other
so they can be humanoid.
It could be anything, I guess. It could be as long.
Yes, it's anything you can't explain.
To be fair, the Wikipedia article does not list a lot of the things where it is basically only listing the animal-like things. So there are a lot of things on here, like my boy. What is it? The Batman guy. He wasn't on there. He's not on there. Owlman's
right.
not on there. They,
sure.
So it feels like Wikipedia might be a little bit more choosy about what they consider encrypted. But if you go into Mothman, they'll be like, hey, there's some other stuff you could check out. I would kill the Mongolian Deathworm. Honestly,
they have a list Hold on. Did you see the list of West Virginia?
Oh, West Virginia's filth.
West Virginia's got a lot of shit going on.
Appalachia.
They're filthy with cryptids.
Pretty much all of West Virginia are the Appalachian Mountains.
There's actually more cryptids in West Virginia than there are people.
I mean,
Darian, didn't you listen to the Adventure Zone that was literally in West Virginia and it was all cryptid season?
No. Oh. I took a few years off.
Well, that's...
I'm going back.
She took a gap year.
I did. I came back for the Kill Dracula series. Yeah.
Dracula's not a cryptid.
And then No.
Well?
No.
Well?
No.
It's a large umbrella.
That's just fact. Can't be a cryptid.
I saw this question. I want to hear... I will end with this question. I want to hear your guys' fuck, marry, kill, because I got mine. My marry is Mothman. I wanted to fuck the one guy, but you guys say that... I feel like he's bat. He's very bat-like, so I feel like he should be. But maybe it...
You can fuck him.
I want to fuck Spring Hill Jack. That is a bat-like guy. He does look very Batman-y, but I feel like he's got resembling red balls of fire. That ain't human. He's got clawed hands. That's a bat. That is a man. That's man bat. Man bat is a cryptid. Batman is not a cryptid. Man bat is a cryptid.
Okay,
but is he still Bruce Wayne?
No, man bat's a different guy.
Damn it.
He's Wayne Bruce.
Man bat is a guy that got turned into a bat. Batman is just the guy who dresses up as a bat.
Yeah.
Also, I'm changing my answer.
Excellent. We're two in.
I'm fucking Flatwoods Monster. Marrying Mothman, fucking Flatwoods Monster, killing the Mongolia Death Worm.
What's the Flatwoods Monster?
Flatwoods Monster.
You're killing the Mongolian Death Worm?
Yeah, I'm killing the Mongolian Death Worm. That thing, nothing about that needs to exist. So. What's that Pokemon that's just a lady?
Gardevoir. Gothitelle.
No, I'm thinking OG. Yeah. This is a very Jinx-coded creature. They are West Virginia folklore.
So we can pick off of the list of West Virginia because I might have picked somebody.
If they are not human, I will accept creatures and animals.
Well...
if you could look at it this and go, that is a guy. If you saw this guy if you saw it in a shopping mall and were like, that should be
a piece of corn that looks suspiciously like a guy. I want to marry him.
I might accept that.
Vegetable man.
I might accept that.
I present to you.
Ooh, okay.
Vegetable man. So according, I love him.
Flatwoods Monster is listed as humanoid extraterrestrial. I do like that. I do like. Let me mix it. Mothman, for sure.
For sure,
native to our country,
for sure.
He's all about it.
All the guys that walk around here with giant wings and antennae.
Yeah.
Flatwood Monster, very alien. Honestly, would be a good one night stand. And then let me get rid of that worm. We don't need that worm. That worm don't need to be here. Get rid of it.
So we're counting Slenderman.
Sure.
Okay. So I'll say I will fuck Slenderman because humanoid to me.
Very
and then
though.
Marry.
And he got that
Mothman.
long dick.
He's got long limbs, but the angle's going to be weird.
It's like he's very tall.
Not if he knows what
I
to
guess.
Do with it.
Very ugh, tall,
true.
Mysterious.
Okay.
And he does.
Okay.
And
Kit fucks.
He fucks. And for kill, I'm kind of thinking either. Well, I did think Boogeyman because
we'll give Boogeyman
that, like,
as long as it's not human. I'll give it.
Yeah. Whatever type of Boogeyman esque thing. It's like, I was thinking either Boogeyman or Bigfoot. because Bigfoot's just a big giant ape guy, and that just kind of it creeps me out. Or the skunk ape, whatever, which is very Bigfoot-esque. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just kind of gives me the ugh.
I think you could put Bigfoot at peace, honestly. I feel like he's been running for millennia now.
That's an excellent perspective.
Dude could use the big sleep.
Yeah. So I guess that's
just
where
pause
my list
it.
Is
what
like.
If there's not just one Bigfoot?
And that is a good point.
Something
as well.
To think about.
That's true.
Darren, did you get your?
No, I'm still looking. I don't want to kill any of them.
I know, yeah.
Pacifist run.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing the picture of Corn Man. What was that? His name? Corn?
What's it? Vegetable Man.
Vegetable Man.
This looks very goblin-y.
He does. That nose is giving green goblin.
Yeah.
Sure.
He is.
Look, he looks like he's just giving you a big hug.
He is a goblin Slenderman made out of corn.
No. I'm marrying him.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
That's up for life.
That's my bad.
The sweet, sweet embrace of whatever happens after that.
Yep.
That's their deal. It is a deal of like marrying goes David. If David's not an option, Vegetable Man. And then if that's not an option, yep. Then she goes to money and
Bruce
goes
Wayne.
To Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I have my priorities in check. Okay, I figured it out.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Okay, well, spoiler alert, I'm marrying Vegetable Man. I just want to hug him forever.
Oh my god.
The plot's ruined.
I am so surprised.
Okay, but then I want to fuck Michigan Dog Man because I would argue that's a werewolf.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And you can't like stay with them long term. Like,
it's just awkward.
Complicated.
Sometimes they go back to human and it's just like, you don't want to be around that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I spend time with humans all the time. Like, ooh, I would rather be anywhere else.
I would rather be with a vegetable right now, honestly.
Yeah.
My husband, he wanted me to pick up some butter on the way home. Don't ask any questions.
Oh my god.
And then
it's a lubricant.
And then I'm gonna kill the Loveland frog because it's a weird humanoid frog and he lives in Ohio.
Okay.
People in Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio the worst.
JK, love you, Ohio. There's
I actually
giant bomb
agree.
People who live in Ohio.
I got engaged in Ohio. I don't actually hate Ohio.
Oh,
it's pretty great.
There you go.
Yeah.
No one from Ohio is listening to this. We don't need to defend it.
You don't know that. What if Excision is listening?
Bro, what if?
What if Mike Minotti hears this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Ohio. Yeah.
Jazz, I feel like everyone's been waiting to hear.
Yeah, I would marry the Banshee of the Badlands because she's a musician and I think that's hot. I'm fucking the Chupacabra because he a freak. What that mouth do, we know.
No, don't tell us.
Baby, I got a goat for you.
We know.
I can show you a goat.
Yeah, greatest of all time. Is that what I'm killing the Jersey Devil because I think he deserves it. And the New Jersey Devils, I don't like them as a hockey team, so fuck them. Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck them.
This has been Why Are We Doing This? I feel like this episode has really made everyone ask that question. And as we do every episode, totally, this is the thing we do. We ask, if there was a vampire cop and he had a warrant, could he enter your house?
No.
Then you had to give him permission to.
Yeah. He's got a warrant.
Well, so? You still have to get his vampire-ness. You
have a supernatural warrant?
You have to let them into your home.
Yeah.
Just because a judge says you can enter their home. Yeah. If a judge says you can enter their home, that's not, I feel like that doesn't count because the owner of the home needs to tell you, needs to let you in.
Yeah.
Catch us next time.
But maybe he can enter the judge's home.
Catch us next time. I've been Bryce.
I'm Darian.
I'm Jazz.
I'm Erin.
Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.